Blog Talk Radio.
Together we can do anything. Welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher, and thank you for coming through. It's going to be a good show tonight. I'm pretty excited for it, as I hope you are too. So let's start right off and get into things. Now, I've talked to a couple people about this already, but if you don't know, I, of course, listen and support other people's shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I travel around and listen to all types of different shows. And some of my favorites, I like calling into the psychics and the mediums. And I like getting readings and, you know, seeing what they can read about me and what kind of advice that they have. And it's pretty interesting. It's a really cool experience to be able to have somebody understand you and your life without even, like, meeting you. It's actually really wonderful. And I found it to be, oh my gosh, so rewarding, because what happens with Blog Talk Radio is every show is archived and can be listened to whenever. So I get a reading, and I can go back and listen to it whenever I want. And the nice thing is you can download the podcast and put it to your iTunes so that it's always available to you. So I have done this, let's see, 4 times now. I've called in and got readings, and each one is, like, so amazing. And everyone is from, every reading is from different people, different mediums, and it's nice to hear different opinions. So I'll go, and if I'm getting lost or if I'm just kind of losing my way, I go and listen to it, and it helps bring me back and bring back my spirits. It's really nice. So I suggest that everybody is listening. Go look on Blog Talk Radio. Go out there and search. Just look. Like, there is great information out there. And funny thing about the word information, it was depicted to me in an interesting way. Let me type it in the chat room. Information. It is in formation. You are putting things in form. And when you form things out, how do I explain this correctly? You need to read this book. And I'm trying to get a hold of the author. The book is called Bringers of the Light. And I was referred to this book actually from one of the mediums that I got a reading from. And as soon as they told me, you know, I went to the library, got it, read it. Oh my gosh, changed my life completely. It was such a great read. Like, there is information in this book that it's like I knew it, but like it was really nice to be able to be confirmed, and especially in somebody else's writing, you know? I think that most people can understand that being understood is a good thing. And hey, if it comes from a book, why not? But also, that's why I'm here, is for and it's a chance for you to be understood as well, because I'm a very understanding person. I, you know, love helping other people. And that's what I want to do tonight. I want to have people call in. I want people to talk. And tonight, as you may have seen, I brought along my fortune cards and would love to give you a reading and, you know, see what's in store for your future. So if you have any kind of question or concern or anything, just call in and, you know, press 1. And I would love to give you a reading. So, like I said, we'll be doing that all night whenever anybody calls in and wants to. Oh, okay. Well, we do have a caller, but I will have to hesitate just for a moment. So stay on the line, caller. We will get to you, I promise. We do have to remember 1111, as we have to create a wish. I kind of forgot it last week, but I mentioned something in the chat. You know, for everybody to make their wish. And it's very important that we consciously recognize them, because if we didn't have any wishes, we wouldn't have anything to live up to, you know? So what we are doing is bringing these wishes into consciousness with everyone else here that's listening. And it's a 10 times more success rate when you have other people believing in you and acknowledging your own wish. And, you know, you might meet somebody that can help you with it. You never know, which is very true. Life always has those happy little accidents that always bring us into ironic places, I shall say. So, what's in store for tonight? Well, today, I wanted to talk about light bringers and people that bring light. I came to my realization as a light bringer about, what year is it now? I'm thinking about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in January, and I can't even tell you how many things have changed and how many paths I've taken and different choices have happened since then. It's been quite a ride, I will tell you that. And you know what? I will have to say that it was worth every move. And I am absolutely happy with the place that I'm at right now. Because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be here with you guys tonight. So again, thank you for coming, and thank you for everything that you guys do. You guys are absolutely wonderful, and it wouldn't be a show without you. So again, thank you. And I want you to take that and resonate with it and accept my gratitude and compassion and hold it in your heart, because I'm doing this show out of love for myself, but as well as the love of my species and my people. You know, all my brothers and sisters, you're all here. Everything is great. If you just want to hang out one moment, please just hold 1 second. Okay, sorry, I had to clear everything out. So, again, it's almost 11:11, so start thinking about things. Think about the things that you really want. Think about something that's really been just bugging you or anything. And if you would like to talk about your wish, I will be taking calls after 11:11, after we all sit there and subconsciously create our wishes together. So again, think of your wish, and happy 11:11, everyone. I love you all. All right, hopefully it was a good wish, and I am sending you all the most love and compassion your way so that your wish comes true, because I would absolutely love to see that. All right, now we do have a caller. Let's put you through area code 440. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon, it's Mike.
What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Hey, not much. So I was just calling to see if you wanted to do my reading.
Sure, I would love to. Let's get everything set. Now, would you like a reading for the next few days, or would you like a reading for the rest of tonight?
How about the next few days?
The next few days? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a 9-card reading, okay? Now, what I need you to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards, and I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9, okay? And when you say each number, I'm going to pick out a card for you.
Okay, you ready?
Already? All right, I'm ready.
1.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
4. 5. 6. 7. 8 and 9.
Alrighty. Now let's see. Placing the cards out. And we're going to flip them over. Let's see. Okay, we've got the ring, the key, the clouds, the sun, the road, the cross, the rider, the tower, and the book. Wow. Mike, this is a really, really good set of cards you have here. Now, your very middle card is the road, okay? Now, your middle card is the one that is going to put a lot of focus on your thinking and your decisions. What the road suggests is that there's a new path. There's a new path that you need to take. And with all these cards surrounding it, it looks absolutely wonderful for you. You have, with the ring, that suggests really great, strong bonds, and it's next to the key, which says to me that you're going, with these strong bonds that you have, you're going to unlock something. You're going to unlock some new information, and it's going to be within your own thoughts, because that's what the cloud signifies. The thoughts, the clouds are your own thoughts, and depending on the cards around it, they may be happy or negative, you know, positive or negative, depending on the cards. And the cards around it are the cross and the key. Now, the cross is the card of destiny. It's the card that tells you that you're being watched over, like, by the gods, by angels, whatever you believe as the higher up. You're being watched over.
Okay.
Now, since you're, let's see, your middle row is the sun and the road with your center card, and then the cross next to it. Now, this is also a really, this is a great sentence here. It's you, the sun is just beaming through. You have such a strong light to you, and it's resonating well, and it's creating great bonds with these people. Now, the last row is the rider, the tower, and the book. Now, the rider is usually something, it's usually a man, and he's going to bring in some, he's going to be bringing you some kind of news. Usually it's kind of like a knight in shining armor kind of thing, and, you know, they always bring in good news. And it's next to the tower, which is something, it's also suggesting that you're being looked after, but it's also telling you to rethink your past. Okay, that's the card, the tower, it represents past as well. But next to the rider, that means you're going to get this information. And your last card is the book. Now, it is significant because the book is unopened. And that suggests that you have some learning to do. You have some new information to find out. And you have some, it could be, you have some new experiences to go through. Because with this, the road being your central card, you're going to want to change some sort of direction. And when you do, everything is just going to pan out perfectly. Like, this is a really great reading. It's pretty ironic because it's usually the kind of readings that I get. So how do you feel about that? Does that resonate well with you?
It does. I feel like it's kind of like, it kind of answers some of the questions that I've been wondering about. And, you know, like, I was actually hanging out with you earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question of your best friend.
I'm sorry?
Your best friend.
My best friend?
Yes.
What about them?
I mean, like, you know, Marissa.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm kind of lost in that situation. I don't know which way to go through. Like, I don't know if I should, you know, start talking to her and, you know, only talk to her or just continue on the path that I'm on.
Now, here's my suggestion. Since I personally know Marissa, I hate to make, like, a biased opinion, but Marissa's going through something a little difficult right now, and I'm not sure how, I'm not even sure what that woman is thinking. She's throwing me definitely for a loop. I mean, we used to be really close, great friends, but,
now it seems like you guys aren't that close, though.
I think it's honestly because we live together now. It's like, you know, we see each other all the time. I think what's going to make our relationship, what's going to save our relationship is if I go away and I won't be able to see her until, like, from time to time. You know what I mean? Because that's going to make our relationship more meaningful when we see each other after, you know, a while. And it'll just, you know, it's like a rebirthing kind of thing. Now, with you, I think that if your heart resonates with her, then why not? Then you should absolutely go for it. I highly encourage you, you know, to follow your heart. You need to follow your heart and follow what's right with you. Because no one else is going to know. Nobody else knows how you truly feel except you.
Right, and I understand that. But, like, last time I followed my heart, it got broken.
Well, exactly. Now, you know what? That's okay, Mike. That's so okay. Getting your heart broken is something that happens to everybody. Everybody goes through that. And when you do get your heart broken, you need to, the most important thing you need to do is you need to learn from it and build yourself up stronger. You're going through that for a reason. You went through that for a reason. Think about this. If you didn't get your heart broken, would you be talking on the phone to me right now?
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying? Everything
right.
happens for a reason.
And, like,
and, go ahead.
I'm, like, I'm so confused at this point because, you know, the person that broke my heart, you know, she still calls me and acts like she still wants me. But I'm still, like, I'm still afraid that, you know, like, well, what if that happens again? Like,
and you
what?
Know what? It might. You never know. But you need, I feel for you, you need something secure. You need something that is going to, it's going to make your light shine even brighter. And that's, I feel that that is what you need. And with your reading sitting here in front of me, you have to change something.
Right.
The middle, your middle card is the road. And like I said, it suggests new directions in life. You need to rethink some things. You know, just muddle some thoughts over. Go over in your mind and just think. Think about it. Think about what really makes you happy. And think about where your heart will find itself. Or where you're going to find your own heart. You have all of the potential within you. I promise you this. It's all within you, and no one can ever take it away. You can choose if somebody takes it away, and that's why you got your heart broken. I went through the same thing, my man. I went through horrible heartbreak. I had the perfect relationship. I had the perfect guy. Everything was absolutely perfect, and then one day it just wasn't, and I crashed to the ground. I lost everything. But you know what? If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be here either. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
This here makes me so happy. It really does. And you need to now find the thing that makes you happy.
So how about this thing? How about you do your reading for everybody?
Okay. Wait. You want me to do a reading for everybody?
No, for you.
You're reading for me?
Let's see what you come up with.
Alright, well, let's see. I'm going to put the cards away, and we're going to give a good little shuffle.
Right.
That's pretty interesting. I wasn't expecting someone to ask me to do my own, which I haven't even done mine today, so that's pretty funny.
Right. Yeah, I'm always interested to hear how people's life can change. I mean, that just kind of helped me out because there's a lot of things that I'm actually confused in right now in my life about where to go and how to do things. I mean, like, there's a road that my brother, you know, has paved out for me, basically. Like, I can either walk on that road and, you know, not get broken glass in my feet or, you know, walk on the old road and get my feet cut up, if that makes sense to you.
I totally understand. And, you know, it's totally, it's your choice. You make your own destiny. You create your own life. There isn't a set path that says...
Right, I agree.
You know, there's not something that you need to live up to. You need to live up to yourself. And as long as you're happy with yourself, you're gonna be absolutely fine, and you will go far. I highly suggest that you find something that just makes you absolutely, like, euphoric. You really need to find that. Oh my gosh, my reading is so interesting. Okay.
Oh, really?
Are you ready?
Yep.
My first card is the Rider. The next card is the Lily, and then the Fish. And then my middle row is the Garden, the Woman, and the Coffin. And then my last row is the Bear, the Tower, and the Key. Now, mine is... What?
What's that mean?
Okay, what this is telling me is, okay, the very first row, I have, no, I'm not sure, the Rider, The Lily and the Fish. I'm going to get some really important news about my business, and I'm getting some money. Which is the first sentence, which, hey, I am so okay with that. And then my next, oh man, this is so ironic. Okay, my next line is the garden, the woman, and the coffin. Now what this says to me is there is a woman that's very important in my life, and it's correlated with the garden, which is a meeting place, a gathering place where people can meet freely and socialize.
Hey, but it's the front porch. Next to,
yeah, exactly. But you know what it is? It's next to the coffin.
So what's that mean?
It means it needs to stop. Out with the old, in with the new.
Oh. I don't know if you see that. You know, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know if you see that as, you know, maybe a good thing, because, like, it's like the meeting ground.
I know. I absolutely love, like, this whole, I've been here for, like, three and a half, almost 4 years now, and I have loved meeting all these new people and, like, you know, seeing just people come in and out, but I've still been there. You know what I mean? It's like I'm still there. I still survived it, and I still keep seeing all these people. But, I mean, sometimes you just, in order to progress with life, you have to cut out some other things. You know?
Right.
And that all depends on where you want your life to go. Now, with this, with my last row, I have the bear, the tower, and the key. And the bear is something, it's a big something. It's either a person, I think it's a person that's looking over me, and it's going to unlock something very, very amazing. It's going to unlock some great potential, I feel. And, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I have a pretty good reading. So how do you feel about that?
Did it fit what you've been pondering about?
Not really. I mean, I know what I've been pondering about. I'm pondering about a lot of things all the time. Constantly, my brain is always in analytical mode, and I'm always overanalyzing things. I always interpret things to the maximum point that I can. And sometimes it just makes myself more confused, and it makes me even more lost. Instead, if I just let things be, and that's what I've learned. And especially after reading this book, I learned to just let things be. Just be who you are and what you are. But the most important thing is figuring out who you want to be.
Do you still have that book?
I do.
I think I'm going to read it.
I think that would be great. I encourage you to. That would be absolutely awesome.
I mean,
have it here, and you can come pick it up whenever you want.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been trying to expand my knowledge.
That's always good. Always good.
And, like I said, I want to go to school for special education.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, like, I'm always interested in, you know, to, I mean, like, I can, you know, use that to interpret new ways to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I can use it to my advantage.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anything. Everything. Okay, here's some food for thought. And I heard this quote a couple weeks ago. I don't remember the author of the quote, but it resonates really well. Nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Wow, yeah.
You know, everything. You know, things just happen. Life just happens. And you draw an opinion based on past and previous experiences. For example, you get a blown tire and, you know, hey, you know, you freak out because it's so bad because you have to pay money. But you know what? Think about the other side. There is another side to that. It's like, oh, hey, I blew a tire. Yeah, I didn't lose my life. I didn't
right.
run
you
into
know,
anybody.
Yeah, the freeway going 60 miles an hour.
Exactly. And well, you know what? What if there was a drunk driver right where that happened? And if you were there and your tire didn't blow out, you would have got hit, and who knows what could have happened.
Right.
You know?
My view on things, since, you know, like, I honestly view myself as, you know, I'm not a grown adult. Yeah. You know, I don't think I'll ever be, because you always learn and you always experience new things. But my view on things is, you know, there's really no point of getting angry or mad, because, you know, it's either going to stop or you can make it stop by, you know, not subjecting yourself to, you know, that, whatever makes you angry.
Exactly. You're a smart guy, Mike. You're definitely a smart guy.
Yeah, I try.
And you have a really great path in front of you. I know it. I can feel it, and I can certainly sense it. And you are, let's see, I can tell that you definitely look on the bright side of things. And you just need to remember not to get angry and not to get frustrated and confused. Because everything really does happen for a reason, I promise. And I know this because there are way too many coincidences to make it actually a coincidence. It's a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Like, I understand. Like, I thought it was, like, you know, coincidence. Everybody tells me to stop talking to George. And randomly, like, it just happens. Like, I didn't decide to, it just happened.
Right.
So,
see, and you were kicking it with him every day, and, you know, you guys were best buds, and now, all of a sudden, just, like, this new group kind of came along out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and
it just, you know, it became, you know, it was about the time where I said, it's enough. You know, I can't subject myself to, you know, him anymore, because he just frustrates me so much, and, you know, I end up, you know, getting mad. And, you know, there's no getting mad.
No way. Like, and you know what? You can't surround yourself by things that make you angry and upset, because that just puts you in a lower state of mind. That is an example of someone that follows their life through fear. Fear of being rejected, fear of anything. Who knows why? But when people follow their life through fear.
That's how I feel George's life.
Go ahead, what?
And that's how I feel George Lewis's life. He's, you know, in the fear of being rejected, in the fear of, you know, looking like a loser, you know, like, not to be mean, but, like, honestly, I feel that George is a loser. He's not going anywhere. Like,
well,
there's
name calling and everything. You know, you can have your own opinion about someone, but I highly recommend not saying stuff like that, just because it puts you right back into that state. Because the words are coming from your mouth and not his. And when they come from your mouth, it affirms your thoughts. Even if you're thinking about someone else, it just creates it for yourself. So I would say that George isn't a loser. George is just lost and stuck in fear. You know?
I like that way better. It's a better way to put it, because, you know, he's not a loser, but he has a lot to learn. I'll just put it that way.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? We all do. And if you're not learning, then there's no point for you to be here on Earth at all. Not at all.
Like,
that is one of the most amazing things.
You know, if you're really never done learning. So until you get to a point where you think you've reached maximum knowledge, even when I get to that point, I hope I, you know, decide, hey, I want to learn some more.
There you go, man. That's the right attitude. Because there's always more to learn. Always, always, I promise. You're never going to run out of stuff.
Exactly. I mean, like, you know, it's endless possibilities if you keep expanding your knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, are you still feeling confused?
I mean, kinda, but, like, it's just, like, I just haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do about, you know, this Marissa thing. I mean, I'd like a direct answer. I mean, like, I understand she's going through things, but you know, like, I'm okay, but I still am. Like, it still always goes through my mind.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like, the situations that I've been in. I mean, like, I don't know why, like, because I'm not going to put her business out there because I'm not her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure what she's going through, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know why, you know, she won't talk to, you know, you or me or, you know, someone else about it. I mean, like, I understand because I've been there and it's just, you know, like, you want to keep your business to yourself and you don't want people's opinions about yourself.
Right. Well, I mean, I know a lot. I mean, I pretty much know everything that's going on with Marissa. She's a really open book. She's really easy to read, at least for me, because, you know, we've been close for a while.
All right, and, like, I read her pretty easily when, you know, I can see she's hitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, well, I just, like, you know, to be honest, she sent me a text message today that I honestly didn't know how to respond to. I just kind of left it, like, blank. And, like, I'm like, I can't send her anything because I don't know what to say. And she, you know, she says, you know, I just want somebody to love me.
She said, what?
Yeah, I want somebody to love me. Like, because you know how I kept asking her what's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she sent me a text message, I just want somebody to love me.
See, now here's Marissa's thing, is, and I have been eating away at her at this for a while now. She is not ever going to find anybody that loves her until she loves herself. I come home every day, I see her miserable, she is unhappy, she's depressed, blah, 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 the whole effing nine. And it's driving me absolutely nuts. It's definitely driving me up a wall. I'm getting sick of it, I'm getting sick of hearing this shit. And you know what? She better know that I love her, like, I am one of her good friends, and
right.
I definitely care for her, and there's people out there that do love her. She's just being ignorant and not opening her eyes. And she's upset because of a past relationship, which, you know, I completely understand because I've been there. I've been depressed about it. But she's lucky that she has me to help her through this and that she can totally get through it.
All right, not to interrupt, but, like, I understand what you're saying. I mean, like, I understand, you know, what you're saying. But, like, I believe, you know, everybody should have that special somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you truly, like, you know, you don't control when you find that special somebody. It's just, you know, you're doing the right things and you are where you are, need to be, and you find them.
Right.
But
it just kind of happens.
Exactly. But, like, I think it's just, you know, she's like, oh, everybody has somebody but me.
And you know what? When she keeps saying that, that is exactly what she's going to get. Just because she keeps saying that. She's so negative, you know? She's got all these negative thoughts that she just keeps pushing onto other people, and she's pushing them and pushing onto everybody, and that's exactly what she's going to get from them. You know?
I'm not going to lie. I like Marissa. I am scared, and I don't know where to go. Like, I don't know, like, what I would do, because, like, honestly, I know I'm not a loser right now, but I feel like if I don't have a job and I'm not supporting myself, then I'm a loser. I mean, like, I go to school, and, you know, I do what I gotta do.
Right.
But
well, you need to be going to school more often.
Exactly. I mean, like,
I see this way too much here. I see this way too much in these, like, I see disrespectful kids to their parents, which is absolutely disheartening. I see kids not even caring about going to school. Like, I never would have thought I would end up in this area, in this neighborhood. Honestly, like, I am not destined, but I am going to be greater than that. And I don't even know how the heck I ended up here. Like, here, who knows? But, I mean, it's kind of a little sign of fate, and I'm... Go ahead.
I mean, if you look at it this way, not to interrupt again, I'm sorry. But
no, it's fine.
It's quite a good conversation. if you look at it this way, you know, maybe this is a life lesson to teach you that you are not better than anybody and remind you where you came from.
Right. That's very true.
I mean, if you look at it that way, you'll get out of the situation a lot faster than you became in it.
It's not that I want to get out. I just want to make things right, I guess.
I see.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, let's hop back to the other conversation that we got going, too. Alright, so, this is where I get confused, because, Brian's my friend.
Uh-huh.
And we both know what Brian sent her text message-wise, you know, maybe last week.
Right.
And I don't know if I could do that to my friend, like, you know. Like, me knowing now, it's just like, okay, do I just go with the flow, or do I, you know, tell Marissa how I really feel?
I don't know. That's interesting. Now, my opinion on that is that Marissa talks to a lot of guys, and at least, well, especially at this moment, she's been talking to a lot. And she has before. She talks to lots of guys, and lots of guys, quote-unquote, flirt with her and, you know, tell her all this stuff. And, like, one, I don't know how she isn't even seeing that and taking that and being happy with herself, because she's lucky that people even have interest in her. A lot of people don't even have people that are interested in them and wanting to date them and, you know, talk to them and be sweet with them.
Right.
It's right in front of her face.
And, like, my confidence for myself has honestly been down since middle school. Because until I moved out here from Cleveland, to be honest, I didn't have one girlfriend. Not one. And I was 13 years old.
Now, why does that justify your confidence?
I mean, my confidence is, you know, like, close to the ground, because, like, I was so non-confident when I moved out here that, you know, I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know what to do, and I still don't. I mean, I just go with it day by day.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's definitely what you need to do. You got to take every day, just one day at a time. That's all you need to do. We're not given the task to take our lives, you know, a week every chance. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're taking each week or each month. We don't have to plan for that. We just only have to, you know, think about the day and the now moment, the moment that we're in right now.
Exactly.
Think about the moment of now. It's an ever-continuing moment. It's a death of the past and a bringing of the new. Constantly. It's constantly going, and there's no stopping it.
You should write that on Facebook.
I should what?
Write that on Facebook. That's a good quote.
Oh, man, it's already up there probably like 7 times.
I mean, like, that's good. I mean, I like that, you know, the death of the old. How'd I go? The death of the old and the bringing of the new. The now moment.
It's always happening, man. Always happening. It's just, you know what? What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? I'm going to continue my conversation with you. Ponder on what I should do about the situation for tomorrow.
Well, what situation would you like to see tomorrow?
Okay, my situation that I'd like to see tomorrow is Marissa continuing to talk to me. And, you know, like, I'd like her to open up to me more. You know, tell me more about herself. I mean, like, yeah, you got to give to get, but kind of goes both ways. I mean, like, I'm kind of stubborn about opening up, because when I open up, you know, usually everything, you know, falls out the closet. Like, I got a pretty messy closet, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
and like everything just comes out the closet, and then I spill my guts basically.
Yeah.
So that's why like it's kind of hard for me to open up, because then I become vulnerable.
Well, you know what? You have to be vulnerable, especially if you want to learn. My advice is for you to do this. If your heart resonates with her, and if you seriously can see yourself being with her, or whatever that it is you want from her, then I would let it all open. Just let it all out. And after that, you know, you're going to know right away. And I would also like to add that if you have been doing that already, you know, you can only give so much. And there's no point in giving to somebody that doesn't want it.
Right.
You know?
I don't necessarily think that I've started, but, like, we definitely talk, you know? Like,
yeah.
The situation with John, I believe that brings us closer together. Because, you know, when somebody, you know, like, actually takes your word, like, I feel, when somebody takes my word for it, that means a lot to me. They trusted me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was so quick to, you know, run and, you know, defend me. I mean,
well,
like...
I think you need to make sure that you're hearing all of the story.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm going to have to leave you off with, my man. If you want... I have other people to read, but if you want to call back in, there's still 43 minutes, and I would love to keep talking with you because we have a good conversation.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to keep listening so I can hear other people.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thanks for calling in.
All right, no problem, Brandon.
Have a good one. I might talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Hey, call me after the show.
All right,
I'll
man,
still be late. All right.
All right. All righty. Well, that was a good first call. I would think so. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Let's see. Bomb Shack, Eontology, JD Brodson, Kathleen, and Louis Torres. Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming through. Again, we're doing readings tonight, so please, if you would like to hear a reading about how your night is going to go, since it is Thursday, or if you'd just like a little reading for the next few days, just give me a call, and I will be gladly, reading for you. Again, I will give you the number just in case you can't see it. The number is 646-727-2870, and we have a caller, area code 716. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello, cousin, my love.
Oh,
how are you?
I love you. I'm okay. I want to hear my reading for the night.
Oh, okay. Now, you just want a night reading?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to give you the 7-card reading.
Okay.
Now, what I'm doing is I'm shuffling the cards right now as we speak, and your voice is resonating through me and through the cards. So what I would like you to do is, in increments, I would like you to count from 1 to 7, and what I will be doing is picking out each one of your cards with every number that you say. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and start counting.
Okay, 1.
All right.
2.
Mm-hmm.
3.
All
5.
Right.
7.
All right, and there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Great. Now let's see. We have the house, the ring, the envelopes, the bear, the tree, the dog, and the ship. All right, this is a very interesting reading. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, your first card is the house, and it's next to the ring. So, some kind of homely matters with people, the people that you live with, are seeming, they're coming up and becoming predominant for you. You might get some kind of news. It's about something big. Something big is coming, something... it's friendly. It's very friendly. And it also could mean someone that is kind of a protector, if you will. with this news, you are going to grow and learn, as that is what the tree indicates, that you will be growing and being into this big tree of knowledge. You know, it's this thing that we always keep, you know, referring to. Maturing. What else? Another word for that. Just definitely growth. Now, the tree is next to the dog, which suggests friends and loyalty. So, you know, after maybe you'll learn something about being a friend, you might learn something about your friends. But either way, it's going to promote some sort of travel. So you're going to want to go somewhere, you know, maybe to figure this out, maybe to go somewhere else. Or it could be that just the traveling that happens either mindlessly or, you know, purposefully is going to take on these challenges. And it'll all become very clear to you very soon. This is obviously the day reading, so within a 24-hour period.
It sounds good. Very good, cousin.
Yes? How do you like that one?
I thought that was awesome.
Ah. Well, now that you're on the air, I would also like to tell everybody. Now, Rachel is on the air right now, and in a couple of weeks, not next week, but possibly the week after, my beautiful cousin has a great gift, and she is able to read poems. And what we're going to do, as Rachel has agreed, is that she's going to read your poem and read them live on the air. So how do you feel about that? Any comments, two cents that you'd like to say about that?
So I'm very excited and willing to explain people's questions and what they have about in their future.
That is absolutely wonderful. You know what? There's no better way than to help people. No better way to live life than to help others. At
right.
least for me. Definitely that resonates better with me. Are you with Janelle?
Yes, I am with Janelle.
Oh, you should put her on. I would love to say hello. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Janelle, hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
You don't sound too well, you do sound okay. What's going on?
I don't feel good.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. What's wrong? Are you feeling sick?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you come down with something? I know there's been some kind of little cold virus or something going around lately.
Yeah, I guess that's what's going on, but I feel like crap. And
no.
Just got back to my house not too long ago. And
I heard you're mobile now.
I know, my phone's back on, finally.
No, your car.
Oh, dumb, stupid. Yes, I got my car back. Oh, my gosh.
How does it feel?
Amazing. I've been without it for over 6 months. And,
oh, wow.
You know, like, I don't know if I told you, but I went to, you know, this one guy, and he basically just took my money. I gave him a total of $1,200, and that included his labor. What he ended up doing was buying, like, parts that I so-called needed for my car and put the parts in, and I get the car back, and 2 days later, I make it, like, 30 feet down my street, and all of a sudden, I'm hitting the gas. And I'm not going anywhere, and I'm hitting the brake, and I'm not stopping either. So I waited to the car came to a slow enough speed, and I put it in a park, and the whole thing just, like, every single light flashed, and then it just died on me. So I had to get it towed, and then turns out, which is really, like, hard to do, the camshaft gear snapped in the car, due to his negligence of putting things in correctly. And,
oh,
like,
gosh.
Yeah, one part costs $600, like just one part. So, like, I put in so much money. So then at that point, you know, he looked at the car, told me all this other shit that I needed, and I said, you know what, never mind. I took the car away from him, and I was going to have another friend work on it. Well, he looked at the car, said he did a hack job, so at this point we're just going to rip out the motor and just in a used one, but a better one. Well, when he ordered the motor, he ordered the wrong motor.
Oh, my God.
So, the end of it all, I finally went to the person I should have went to in the beginning, and it fixed properly, but, you know, $2,800 later. Actually, no, $2,900. Pretty much $3,000.
Now, think about that. Think about that. 2009, what year are we in, hon?
2009.
Let's
and
think
it was
about
a,
the significance.
Listen, and it's, you know, September, which is 9, and this is the same time that, you know, the car, you know, came to me because my first car, I got in an accident with that deer, and that happened in September as well. So it's kind of weird how it all played out, but.
That's definitely a little weird.
But it's driving, and
that's good.
I'm probably, I'm just going to go lay down, though, and call it a night, because I don't feel good.
Well, would you like a reading before you go?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
All right, now do you want a reading for the next 24 hours or the next 3 days?
3 days.
All right, great. Now what I'm doing right now is I'm shuffling the cards. And what I need you to do is count in increments of 9, and as you say each number, I will be picking out a card for you. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and start with 1.
Okay. Hold on. I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Okay. Still there? Just making sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, hon.
Okay, 1.
Mm-hmm.
3. 4.
Mm-hmm.
7. 9.
All right. Perfect. Now let's see what your cards reveal. First card is the Sith. Second card is the Ring. Third card is the Coffin. Fourth card is the Flowers. The fifth card, your central card, is the Woman. The sixth is the Man. The seventh is the Stork. The eighth is the Moon. And the ninth is the Heart. Now we're going to go by sentences here. We're going to go by each row. The first row at the top, the Sith, the Ring, and the Coffin. Now, the Sith indicates that you have some kind of quarrels. It's next to the Ring, so it's going to be about some strong relationships that you have currently in your life. There's going to be a little bit of, you know, bickering, fighting, back and forth. It could be kind of severe since it is next to the Coffin, which indicates a sort of sharp break, if you will, something that needs to change. The second row, you have the Flowers, the Woman, and the Man. Now, the Flowers are beautiful. They're beautiful cards. It's next to the Woman, so it's definitely suggesting some sort of lovely girl. But it really intrigues me that the Woman and the Man are next to each other. I'm not sure what kind of union that is. That's definitely something that I haven't seen before. But the Woman definitely is relating to you. And I think there's some sort of man in your life at this moment. I think it could be somebody from the past or a past love. But with, let's see, I think with this, the stork comes along. Okay, now the stork is your 7th card. Okay, and the stork is a bringer of news. Now, if it was the stork next to the woman, that's definitely like a pregnancy.
Like a, right.
Or next to the child. But
right,
I think it's... Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, but in this way, it's probably just like the forecoming of something.
Right. The stork is stirring up stagnant matters, things that have been on hold. He's definitely stirring them up. And you know what? It's looking actually pretty beautiful. When this movement comes along, it'll be, you won't be able to see it very clearly as the moon indicates, because the moon projects a certain amount of light and enough for you to see things directly in your path, but also to let your imagination kind of run wild, you know? And it's very beautiful card. And it's also next to the heart, which means that, you know, you're following matters of the heart, and it is it's going to turn out very lovely. Definitely. So it's not too bad. You know, you got, of course, some things to take care of. There may be some bad things, but it always works out in the end.
I think that was pretty damn accurate. That was a lot of fun. It really does.
I'm very glad, hon.
That was...
Well, have anything to add to that? Because I don't want to keep you awake. I know you got to rest.
Yeah. Just that we love you and
no.
We miss you.
I love you guys too, and I miss you too. I can't wait till October. I'm so excited.
I already requested off, and I'm ready to go. So, be waiting for you.
Well, we're just waiting for the calendar to count down. That's all.
And Rachel says she wants you to play the Goofy movie song.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? I'm going to close out with that song. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, I love
you. Actually,
you
know what? I love you too, darling. I'm going to play that for you guys here in a little bit. I'm going to take this next call, and then I'm going to play it for you. So make sure you're still listening in.
Oh, we will be.
All right, hon. I love you. Have a good night.
You too.
Love you. I love you, cousin.
Bye. Bye, baby.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Alrighty. Well, that was a wonderful call. As usual. Alright, still chatting along. Let's see. How's everybody doing in the chat room? Oh, hey. Hang on. Oh, hey. I'm not forgetting about you guys. I'm definitely sending you a bunch of love your way. I want to see some more interaction here. So chat away. All right. All right, we have our next caller. Area code 216. You're on the air.
16. All right.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm here to get my fortunes read.
Alrighty. Now, would you like a 7-card reading for the next day? Or a 3-card reading for, you know, the next... Oh, no, I'm sorry. A 9-card reading for the next 3 days.
I think I want to do the next 3 days. It's my birthday weekend coming up, so I want to see what good things are coming on the way.
Well, I would wish you happy birthday now, but I will be with you, so... All right. Now, what I'm going to do is shuffle the cards, and what I want you to do is... count 1 through 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and begin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Alrighty. Now here's what we have for you. Your first card is the coffin.
That's bad.
No, not necessarily. You have the envelopes, the tower, the ship, The Stork is your center card. The Anchor, the Snake, the Lily, and the Mountain.
That's interesting already.
It is very interesting. Now, let's see. We're going to go sentence by sentence. Your first top row is the Coffin, the Envelope, and the Tower. Now, the Coffin is definitely suggesting some sharp breaks, ending with something. Something has ended, and you're going to receive note of this. It could be a matter from your past, something that has kept you anchored, kind of like a, it was kind of a big event. Let's see. The ship, we're going to go to the next row. The ship suggests travel, and with your travel, matters are going to be kind of stirred up. Things are going to be put into motion. Things have been kind of sitting and actually anchored for a while. And now, with this story coming up, like I said, everything will be moved around. Now with your last row, the Snake, the Lily, and the Mountain. The Snake is a very interesting card. It's not good. It's not bad. It's suggesting for you to kind of hold your tongue, if you will, because silence is absolutely golden. Okay? And with these, let's see, the Lily suggests some sort of business matters. Just keep quiet. I'm thinking maybe at work there could be something big going on, and you just need to hold your tongue a while. You need to be wise, you know? And use that tool. Use that silence as a tool, because sometimes not saying anything is saying everything that you have to. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Oh, hey. That was
hey.
I didn't know you. I was still listening.
Okay.
Is that the last card?
That was your cards, yes. How do you feel about that?
I think that sounds pretty good. It makes sense.
Yeah.
In the context of everything, I think.
Good. Does it resonate well with you?
It's resonating.
I think I can feel it from here.
Good. I'm like to feel it too, so probably.
Yes, that is what she said.
Well, thanks for the reading.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, well, have a good night. We'll be kicking it.
See you right now. Bye.
Bye. All righty. That was a good call. Thank you, Liz, for calling in. Oh, we have another caller. Let's see. Caller 440 and 339. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Am I on the air?
You are, my friend. You are on the air.
I'm calling for my free reading.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you don't bomb my country. I'm just kidding.
I'm protecting your country. Tell you what.
I hope so.
What about this reading?
I'm getting there.
I don't know how to read.
Maybe you should have stayed in school.
Maybe you should have watched New Supernatural tonight.
Dude, I know. Okay.
It was that big, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you already watched it?
You know it.
Oh, Zachary Steven.
Hey, don't you be saying my middle name in the middle of the air. Come on.
I just did. What are you going to do? Do something.
I'm going to pour this beer all over your laptop. And on your phone.
About that. Hey, would you like a reading?
Oh, yeah, about that.
Oh, okay. Now, what I need you to do is count from, oh, well, you need to tell me what kind of reading do you want. Do you want a 1 day or a 3 day?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Yep.
Hey, Liz, you remember this? Meatball!
So, anyway, 24-hour, I'm going to say.
Alrighty.
So that's that. I want 3 days.
Okay. Now, what I need you
to
do, I need you to count from 1 to 9. Now, every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card. So go ahead and start whenever you feel you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Middle card.
6, 7, 8, Niner.
Alrighty, perfect. Alrighty. Your first card. Ooh, the fish.
Fishy, fishy.
The coffin. The moon. The snake.
The snake.
The owl. The ring.
Ooh.
The man. The star. And the anchor.
The lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
More or less, yes, sir. Now, your first row, the fish, coffin, and moon. The fish is money, so that's always good.
Good job.
But,
uh-oh.
It's next to the coffin.
Uh-oh.
And the snake.
Oh, no.
I know.
So snake!
Okay, back to it. Now, it seems to me that money is there's going to be a break with money. I think you might get a break and receive money, but you need to buy it. No, Zach, that's not cool. That
Thursday,
gross.
Thursday is a beer.
That was gross. I think you need to, the snake is next to the fish as well. You need to hold your tongue. Okay?
That's why I'm not telling them that I'm in the army.
You're not telling who?
I'm not telling Snake and Chick that I'm in the army, otherwise they won't give me the job.
Right, there you go. Now, this is going to break off from your unemployment streak, and you're going to be luminesced by the moon, if you will. It will be nice. But sometimes it's hard to make things out. Just use your imagination, man.
Hey.
Now, the next row, the snake, the owl, and the ring. The snake, again, you need to be wise and hold your tongue. Because the bird, the owl, is your center card, which suggests fears and alarms, okay? Now, these are going to be called to your forefront in the next 3 days. And you will definitely be able to recognize them. And I think it's going to be about your relationships and bonds with people.
Hey, people?
Yes, sir. The bird is long and worrying through the night, so you need to look for the sun to end the night and begin the beautiful day. Now, your last row, the man, the star, and the anchor. There's some sort of man that is important in your life, and I honestly feel, hey, that could be me because it's next to the snake, which I am a snake.
You are the man of my life.
Hey, I'm totally your best friend on Facebook.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, well, guess who mine is?
David Lee Beardsley.
David Lee Douchebag.
David Lee Toolbox.
He's a big old toolbox.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
The man and the star. The star is very good. It's a very, very happy card. So there's a man that's going to make you happy and kind of ground your life. And you're going to feel anchored, you're going to feel really comfortable and secure. And it also, you know, it could be also your inner man. It could be your inner self. You may find something new about yourself and a new kind of way of being that makes you just super happy and continue on your own little path.
Huh.
So I suggest doing some digging. Dig deep. Think. Watch out for gossip between your close bonds. And this money is coming in soon.
Darn right.
So how do you like your reading?
It says a lot.
I hope it resonates well with you, and I hope that you can understand and feel with it at a certain level.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
Like I said, I can feel it from here. Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, no problem.
I hope you enjoyed your reading.
I enjoyed it to the fullest.
All right, man. Have a good night. I will talk to you in 2 seconds.
Bye. See you later.
All right. Thank you, Zachary, for calling in. That was wonderful. Now, as requested, I do need to play a song, and it is a very favorite of mine. I hope that you all definitely remember this song because it is a childhood favorite, a very good childhood pastime. So here it is, Stand Out. Cousin, I love you. I hope you guys enjoy.
Open up your eyes, take a look at me. Get the picture fixed in your memory. I'm breathing by the rhythm like the beat of a heart. And I won't stop until I start to stand out. Some people settle for the typical thing. Living all their lives, waiting in the wings. Is it a question of it? Just a matter of time before I move to the front of the line. You want to watch in every move that I make. You gotta believe that I got what it takes. Stand out upon the ground. Even if I got a shot out of bounds, your mind is the only place you stay. Gonna stand out. No. I'm totally devoted to the service of it. And I'll do it all again when I get it done. Until I become your number one. No matter who the man is, that no means of the king. Gonna break every rule, I'll bend them all out of shape. It ain't a question of how, just a matter of when. You get the message that I'm trying to send. I'm under the spell, I've been over my head. And you know I'm going.
If I can make you stop and take a look at me instead of just walking, there's nothing that I wouldn't do if it was getting deep to know it.
All I need is half a chance, a second thought, a second chance to prove I got what it is to
say. Okay.
You notice me. Love that song. It's for you, cousin. Oh my goodness, all the songs are playing. I hope I don't get in trouble by Disney for some kind of copyright infringement. Oh gosh. I'm sorry, Disney. I love you, but you know what? You make other people's worlds go round. So. Alright, so we have another caller. Let's see. Area code 216. Hello, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Would you like a reading tonight?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, what kind of reading would you like? Would you like a 7-card 1-day reading or a 9-card 3-day reading?
I'm going to have to go with the 1-day.
1-day. All right. Taking 1 day at a time. I love it. Now, what I'm doing is shuffling the card, and with you on the air and resonating with me, it is shuffling and creating your future. Now, I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time I say a number, I will pick a card. So whenever you feel you are ready, go ahead and start with number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Aha. Very well. Now, let's see. We have your first card is a bear, the envelope, the clouds, the sun is your middle card, the whip, the man, and the dog. Now, what this says to me The bear. It's a very friendly, positive bear. Usually something protective. It could be also that something in you. It's signifying something big, and you're going to receive word of this, indicated by the message or the envelopes. It's some sort of message coming to you, and it's a good message, so don't worry. Now, this message is going to make you think. You're going to be thinking a little bit, as that's what the clouds indicate. The clouds indicate your thoughts. And this is absolutely wonderful because the sun is right through, shining brightly through these clouds, creating that silver lining. Now, the sun is also next to the whip, which indicates strife and quarrels. And there could be things that, you might get into a little argument. It could be with some sort of man, some guy that is a close friend or of relating to your friend. But, you don't need to worry because the sun is shining through and it's always watching through and always pushing you through. So, how do you feel about that?
Tell me about the one before the sun again. What was the card before the sun? I missed it.
The clouds. Now, the clouds indicate your thoughts and your thinking.
And
you're
the sun
doing
after that?
Yes. So it means that the sun is shining brightly through these clouds. Like I said, there's always a silver lining. You just need to keep looking for that silver lining. And you know what? You don't even need to look for it because you're going to get a message about it. It's coming to you. You don't even got to look, hon. It's coming right to you. And that is absolutely wonderful. You should definitely be thankful for that.
Awesome.
Now, like I said, the whip is here. It's not a positive card, but it's not completely negative. It's all on how you handle it. Like I said, that silver lining is going to be shining through. So don't worry. Keep your head up, and you're doing absolutely wonderful, hon. This next day is going to be fantastic.
I can't wait. I think it's because of this book I was reading earlier.
Oh, really? Now, tell us what book you're reading and where you found it.
I think it's called Bringer of the Light.
Bringers of the
Light. The Bringers of the Light.
Yes, and it is sitting right here next to me. How do you feel about that? And now that I talked about it earlier in the show at the very beginning, and for all the listeners, tell me what you think so far.
I think I made a lot of connections with it in my own life, and I don't know. I'm hoping these next 24 hours I'll like come into that state of being it's talking about. So I just have to do, and then I'll be. Right, Brandon?
You already are. You already are, darling. You are. You're a human being, not a human doing. So anything else? Anything that you would like to draw any particular attention to, or do you feel that resonates well with you?
I might have to call back next week, We'll see.
Oh. Well, you just might have to. And as a matter of fact, I encourage it.
All right, then. I'll be calling back next week, and I'll let you know about my 24 hours.
All right. Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad that I could give you a reading and help you out.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too, hon. All righty. That was a good call. Thank you, Chelsea, for calling in. Except it's still on the air. I got to click this off. Sometimes it takes a minute on my switchboard. Oh, my gosh. Time has been flying by. We only have 6 minutes left. And we're going to take this last call. Pretty sure it's Mike again. Let's see. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Nothing. Good show, I gotta say.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's kept me entertained.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Who is the green room? How about me? Green room, are you looking for a reading? If you are, you should call in. We have 5 minutes left and we can do a quick one. But if you're not, then Mike and I are just going to continue to talk. So what's going on? What are you thinking about?
Nothing. I actually just got done reading the first Twilight book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how'd you like that?
It was a good book. I mean, I've been reading it for a while now, and I usually read it before I go to sleep.
Hmm.
Good book. I mean, like, You have to focus on that book. You have to, remember every little detail because it means, if you don't, you're going to be confused.
Yeah, that's very true. Well,
yeah. Have you read the book?
I have not read that. I barely even watched the movie. I fell asleep during it.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring movie, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm used to movies, with action.
Yeah, I feel you. Well,
yeah.
It's always nice to kind of step out of your boundaries.
Yeah.
But hey, I do have another caller, and I will be calling you afterwards, so I just want to make sure I give everybody a fair chance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
But thank you for calling in again, and if you're still on, I'll transfer you through. We only got 4 minutes left, so please call in the next show, and we can definitely talk more, because I like talking to you. There's a lot of good things to the table. And again, I'll be calling you afterwards.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mike. All right. Now we have area code 716. Hello. You are on the air.
Hi. My name's Chris. I'd like to get a reading, please.
All righty, Chris. Now, would you like a 7-card reading, which will tell you about 24 hours, or would you like a 9-card reading, which kind of tells about the next 3 days?
Oh, let's try a 9.
Alrighty. Now what I need you to do, I'm here, and I need you... Oh, hang on. Sorry, I was getting another phone call. I need you to count from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I will pick out a card for you.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, wonderful. And we're going to have to make this a little fast because we only have 3 minutes left, so I will give you a nice little debriefing, if you will.
Okay.
Now, first card is the star, the tree, the tower, the ship, the fish, the heart, the cross, the shamrock, and the flowers. Wow, you have an absolutely wonderful the next few days coming ahead of you. You have star, which is a beautiful card, suggesting just pure happiness, and the tree, which is promoting growth and maturity. We're always growing, and we're growing from our past. As the tower suggests, things from the past and things that you will learn from. The next row, the ship, the fish, and the heart. Now, the ship is some sort of travel. You will be traveling, and it's going to bring in money. And the fish is your central card. Money, money, money. So money matters will be on high. And it's also going to turn into some sort of love, if you will. It may be reflecting that love or making a love for money.
Okay.
Your last card, or your last row, is the cross, the shamrock, and the flowers. Now, the cross is the card of destiny. You are being watched after. Everything looks absolutely wonderful, you're very lucky, as the shamrock also indicates. And the flowers, the last card, is absolutely beautiful. It is, I just want to take a quick look real quick, as I'm not very well acquainted with the flowers. It's very lovely, and it also suggests, oh my goodness, it also suggests that you are being looked after.
Okay.
So everything seems to be absolutely perfect for you. Just keep going on your path.
Sounds good.
How does that feel for you?
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
No problem, and thank you for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Woohoo!
Oh, my goodness. What a show today, and it is slowly winding down. Oh, my goodness. We have 60 seconds left. I can't even believe it went by this fast. What an absolutely wonderful show. Well, thank you all so much for coming. I greatly appreciate it. I love all of your support, and I'm so glad that you are here to share in this with me, as it would never be the same if you weren't here. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and let's see. Next week, we're going to be doing the same thing. Well, no, I lied. We're going to be doing some readings and bringing up some interesting talks and conversations. Again, if you have anything to call in and inquire about that you just want to know about, we can definitely reach some sort of goal and compromise if you just call in. That's all you got to do. Just call in and talk. I promise everything will be okay. So, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'm sending much love and light your way. Everybody, have a great night and sweet dreams, my friends.